Alaska's Department of Revenue faced criticism during a Senate Finance Committee meeting today after it put out its spring forecast. It predicts an unprecedented 12% drop in oil production next year. That prediction came from the state's Department of Natural Resources. It took over the task of predicting oil production last year. In the past, the state used an outside consultant. But DNR's Ed King says while the spring revenue sources book may be new, the production forecast numbers are not.
So the numbers that you're looking at here for fiscal year 18 on this particular forecast are what we heard earlier are stale. They have not been updated. So to stay on the record very clear, the department does not anticipate a 12% decline over the next year.
That didn't sit well with lawmakers who use the spring forecast and projections of revenue that will come into the state from oil production to justify their proposals for state's budget. Among other proposals, lawmakers are considering an income tax this session to help fill the state's budget gap. Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says her finance committee needs better modeling.
Production will play a huge role. It makes a huge economic difference in the picture that is being painted for Alaskans as we go forward with at least one legislative body in pursuit of taxing individual Alaskans.
King told members of the Senate Finance Committee that Department of Natural Resources staff are trying to do more with less.
And I guess the parting comment that I would make is that, you know, with the reduced budgets and with the reduced resources and the task of producing this forecast without any additional resources is a fairly heavy lift for us to absorb. And we can't necessarily do that every single month while new data comes in. So we are doing the best that we can.
Prices per barrel of oil are projected to increase slightly to $54 per barrel in the 2018 fiscal year. And another bright spot in the revenue forecast is that the state expects to have about $200 million more in general fund revenue this fiscal year than it originally projected.